Are you adding our contacts in here as we go with the whole one-way communication so we know who these peoples are?
Mm-hmm.
If there's one good thing that could come with this, occasionally we get the emails. Remember the emails we get?
Bill emails me from his phone.
That has a but it doesn't tell you who it is.
It's a phone number.
It doesn't say who it is.
Yeah.
At least with this, we might be able to tell who it is.
Yep. It's pretty easy to add the contacts. There you go. Johnny Pig. He just texted us. Though when he texts us, it comes in two times. Very cool, Johnny. Very cool.
Well, let
his text Johnny is so nice.
In the 402.
Let's not do that.
Why?
Josh. That's
kind of cheesy. Travis is in the 214.
That's a little camp.
He says it's all about the 214 area code. Where's the 214?
It's a little camp.
Is that New York?
No, it's Dallas.
Oh, that's right.
Dallas County.
Texas?
Is that where Dallas is? Is Dallas in Dallas County?
I don't know.
Des Moines. Des Moines. That's in Dallas County.
Nice. There you go.
Wait. Des Moines?
Yep.
Des Moines is in Polk County.
Is that in Polk County? I know there's a Dallas County.
I'm not even from Iowa, and I'm pretty sure Des Moines is in Polk County.
John, I get more confident by the day. He definitely had ESPN as a kid. Just want to say that.
I might have. I don't know.
There is a Dallas County.
I know there's
Iowa,
a Dallas County.
And maybe there's some.
That's what it is. Dallas County is next to Polk.
Oh.
It's where Adele is.
It's got to be your
it's right
Adele?
There.
Adele.
Hello from the Other Side. That song
like
is actually
song.
About being in the separate county. Nick,
but it's spelled differently.
It is
no
spelled
e.
differently.
There's no E on the end. It's just A.
Look at you know how an Adele is spelled. I almost guessed that in Wordle.
I strangely know a lot more about Iowa than I probably should.
It never made sense to
Adele,
me that
the singer.
Des Moines is not in Des Moines County. I'm trying my best here.
Well,
you can
know,
laugh
funny.
At me all you want.
When you spoke slowly, you nailed it, but then you spoke fast and you didn't nail it.
It sounds so unnatural to me. I know that's how it's supposed to be pronounced, but it feels weird.
I believe...
I'm looking at the county map right now.
Is there a Kearney County?
In Nebraska? You're asking the wrong guy there, man. You're asking the wrong guy. I'll look it up, though. There is indeed a Kearney
County. But Kearney is not in Kearney County.
Minden is in
Kearney
County.
Kearney is in Buffalo County.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Kearney is in... I think it's in Buffalo.
One of my dear friends is from Minden. One of my dearest of friends.
I lied. There's not a Des Moines County. I thought there was. Oh. Wow. In my defense, there's 99 of these things.
Cool.
I can't keep track of them.
But yeah, you can text us at 402-951-1620.
Or call.
You can call us too.
You can call.
I'll be honest, folks. I didn't realize how much John wanted you guys to call. Yeah,
I like talking to people.
Yeah,
well, I like talking to our friends of the program.
They can call 402-951-1620.
The Delaware County. Why? Horrible state. Don't name a county after
now
that.
Now we've sent Nick down a terrible rabbit hole.
I know,
hole.
Indeed.
Speaking of rabbit holes, well, that's not a great transition, but Tom Fornelli.
that was not a great transition, but
I'm
funny
sorry,
nonetheless.
But, CBS Sports ranked all of the coaches in the Power Five.
Mm-hmm. The soon-to-be just college football universe.
Oh, God, please no.
It's happening. Put it on the list. It's happening. Anyway.
Scott Frost was 53rd. 53rd out of 65.
Oof.
Among the coaches who were ranked
worse.
Herm Edwards.
Kearney's in Buffalo County, by the way.
Thank you.
Herm Edwards is not a worse coach than Scott Frost.
According to Tommy.
Yes. No, Herm has done some stupid stuff. And he will probably or might get fired because of it. He is a better coach, though.
Dino Babers?
And man, his star has fallen. Remember in 2018 mm-hmm. when they were the bee's knees? They beat Clemson that year. 17, they beat Clemson.
But of those 65 coaches, Scott Frost dead ass last among Big Ten coaches.
The closest was Mike Locksley at 50th.
If you've forgotten, Mike Locksley's at Maryland.
Yes, he is.
Just in case you weren't familiar.
Yeah.
But yes, Scott Frost, dead ass last in the Big Ten. So we put up a poll question, which is another form of one-way communication. But one I wholeheartedly endorse.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
So this is
you,
okay.
We asked you, is Scott Frost really the worst coach in the Big Ten? 62% say yes.
Wow.
38% say no. So 63% agree that Scott Frost is the worst coach in the Big Ten.
And by the way, the closest contemporary in his division
is?
Brett Bielema at 38.
Yikes.
That's so they're 15 spots.
That's a lot of spots.
So the coaches in front of, because I want to talk this out just for a moment before we talk to Schaefer. Okay. So I already mentioned Mike Locksley. He's ahead of him. Mm-hmm. Go up a little further. Tom Allen. They fell on very hard times they last did. Year, but they were good the year before, and the year before that they were good. Yep. I already mentioned Bielema. Greg Schiano. Greg Schiano's at 36th overall, according to Tom Fornelli. Keep scrolling. Jeff Brohm at 30th. He jumped up 23 spots. 23 spots. Scroll. Then we're getting into the top 25. Yeah, and at this point, it's, you know, you're going to argue Mel Tucker's worse. You're going to argue that PJ Fleck is worse.
Where is old PJ?
PJ is 23. Mel Tucker was 24. Fitzgerald, 21. And then on and on it goes. It's him or Locksley. I'm trying to come up with an argument.
I know.
It's him or Locksley.
I know. I mean, you can't.
What's the argument? Locksley had a winning record last year. They went to a bowl game. They won the bowl game.
The more time passes, the more the 13-0 season looks like a giant outlier.
It does. It does.
It also happens to be the only winning season in the bunch
that he's ever had as head coach.
And let's face it, there have been a lot of people that were inside of that program who then later followed Frost to Nebraska who said, yeah, we caught lightning in a bottle that year.
Yeah.
And so it really didn't make you feel that great about, ooh, really?
I'm happy you brought up that point because whenever you do coaches' rankings, there is always this kind of push and pull of how much do you take into account long-term success or success that they once had versus if they have maybe fallen on some hard times. Like, for example, Dabo Swinney, I think, is going to be a unique case study. If they have some more 10-3 seasons, you know, moving forward, a lot of programs would kill for 10-3.
Sure.
But Clemson also won two championships over the course of three seasons. They made the playoff like all the other years surrounding it. What do you do with Dabo? Where at one point he was beating Nick Saban in the national championship game two times over. At the other era, though, he's going 10-3 all the time. The push and pull of that. I mean, Scott Frost is that, but in a much different way, of course, given he had the one successful season and then every other season is sub .500.
One thing I would say, and I haven't looked at, I had just started looking at the rest of the rankings because I was so focused on just, you know, this particular question.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, everyone knows how much I love me some Jimbo. But Jimbo at 5 ahead of Ryan Day? I disagree.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it is hard. I get it. I mean, Jimbo's got a longer term. But see, what Ryan Day has done so far, he's 34-4 for crying out loud. He's literally, Ohio State could, and this may sound ridiculous to some people, but based on how things were wrapping up with Herb, things could have gone at least a little bit sideways.
It's a good point, man.
Similar to how they did in the year where Luke Fickell had to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Day just came in and it was literally go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they lost to Michigan last year, which Urban never did, but it took one hell of an effort for Michigan to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ohio State came back, and even though they were down their top three receivers, still went out and boat raced in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan Day is really good.
Dude, there's a lot on the line for that school this year, for him in particular, I think. Because I'm with you. I think he's a really good coach. He's not going to get fired, but I think that this is kind of that fork in the road season for him.
For Ryan Day?
At least how I'm going to view him.
For Ryan Day?
For Ryan Day. How they finished last year, they got smoked by Michigan? After that game, they didn't play very well in the Rose Bowl.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, this is the time now where the program becomes his and his alone. After all the Urban players are gone now, you're not intrigued to see, like, will they suffer a little bit of a drop-off?
I haven't so far. I don't know why they
got killed by Michigan last year. That's a drop-off for Ohio State. Dude, well, we judge Ohio State in a way different
I understand that, but, I mean, come on. It's going to take a little bit more anecdotal evidence than that one game.
Well, that's why I'm saying Ryan Day, and
who the hell would you replace him with
No. You are misunderstanding me. I'm not saying after this year I'm going to call for the firing of Ryan Day, but I think that this is a good year to learn how good that program can be under Ryan Day. And that does not have to be a negative. Be a positive boy. It could mean that they're about to go off and boat race everybody in the Big Ten again.
The program's positive, man.
By year four of Solich, we started seeing cracks in the foundation. It's that time now for Ryan Day.
Mm. I think they're in really good shape. I really do.
They got boat raced by Michigan. I'm not going to forget that. Hey,
Michigan went to the playoff.
John,
Michigan was pretty good.
If I would have said to you after 2000, hey, I don't know, there might be cracks in the Frank Solich Foundation. They got boat raced by Oklahoma. You would have said, whoa, they went 10-2. They're really good. Within a couple years, he was fired. I'm just saying.
Comparing Ryan Day, especially at the machine that they are right now.
Recruiting-wise, that's where the biggest
difference is. The machine they are right now. I mean, yeah, you... That is hard. It's hard for me to think that. I'm not saying Ryan Day's the perfect coach and Ohio State's always going to be at this level, but man, I'd ride with him.
I would ride too. With him. Again, I'm not saying I want to fire him. Just saying I'm intrigued by what's going to happen in year four.
Hmm.
How do they respond after getting killed by Michigan?
You heard it here first. Josh just compared Ryan Day to Frank Solich. Yeah, they both coach in Ohio.
They did both coach in Ohio.
This week's zone deal is for Cops Pizza. While you sit back and wait to see what happens with Ryan Day in year four, you can munch on a tasty Cops Pizza. Or maybe a fresh salad that they have, or their tasty charred wings. They even have keto crust if you want to, you know, try the keto diet while you wait to see if Ryan Day actually is any good in year four. You can visit them at Shadow Lake Town Center, 72nd and Jones. Get $50 worth of vouchers for only $25. Ryan Day can afford that.
Heck
yeah,
he
can. And so can you.
Especially with that buyout.
They go on sale this Friday at 1620thezone.com.